Ground Cover News is a nonprofit street paper that was founded in April 2010 as a means to empower low-income persons to make the transitions from homeless to housed and from jobless to employed. Vendors purchase each copy of the Ground Cover News regular edition at our office for 50 cents. This money goes towards production costs. Vendors work selling the paper on the street for $2, keeping all income and tips from each sale. This audio production was made possible by the Ann Arbor District Library, recorded at Fifth Avenue Studios. If you consistently enjoy Ground Cover Speaks, continuing to buy physical newspapers from Ground Cover vendors ensures that we can sustain production. The physical paper and in-person interaction is at the heart of our work. You can find the link to our next audio recording in the upcoming print issue of Ground Cover News. Thanks for listening.
Special thanks to our print advertisers, the People's Food Co-op, St. Francis of Assisi Parish, First Baptist Church, Bethlehem United Church of Christ, the Office of Community and Economic Development, Cineholic, Art on a Journey, Ann Arbor for Public Power, Four Directions, and the Ypsilanti Food Co-op.
Undercover Art Intel, a chance for disabled artists to show and sell their art. Cindy Gear, undercover vendor number 279. Within Washtenaw County, there is a large disabled community made up of working disabled who hold a job despite their disability challenge. Many U.S. military service members also have disabilities from many different diagnoses. There are non-working people with disabilities who also contribute through volunteering. Within these groups, there is a small contingent of artists who work hard to create varying art pieces. It is sad that often much of this work is not seen, left in the closet or drawers of an individual artist due to little access to large and small galleries or art shows, not being able to access a ride, or lack of computer knowledge. Many of the artists have anxiety, and this can be a setback on showing art. It truly is the worry or fear of, I'm disabled. Why would anyone want to see my art, let alone buy one of my pieces? As a Native American artist with FASD, fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, I know firsthand that this fear is real for many who have any disability. I'm proud to announce one of the first art shows for individuals with disabilities, from autism to Down syndrome, a very small show with a lot of other activities, will be held in front of the Downtown Community Mental Health Annex building between Ann and Huron on 4th Avenue. It's a big red brick building. This little event will be during the Ann Arbor Art Fair. Please come, show your support, and pick up great artworks. Yes, my art will be there as well. Kung Fu Panda. Friday, July 18th, 12 to 4 p.m., 110 North 4th Ave, Ann Arbor. Author's note. The cover of this edition was collaboratively splatter painted by Ground Cover vendors at our June 27th vendor meeting.
Letting go of the past to save my future. I've been doing a lot of thinking lately about who I was, who I thought I'd be, and where I'm actually going. Somewhere along the line, I realized I've been dragging around old hopes and dreams like baggage I'm afraid to let go of. They used to be a source of motivation, now they're holding me back. It's hard to admit, but the version of my life I imagined years ago doesn't fit the person I am today. I keep chasing goals that no longer reflect my values or reality, stuck in a loop of what could have been instead of embracing what could still be. And by clinging so tightly to the past, I've been sabotaging my future without even realizing it. Growth means being honest with yourself, even when it hurts. It means letting go of the dreams that no longer serve you so you can make room for the ones that do. I'm learning that release isn't failure, it's freedom. If you're holding on to an outdated version of your life like I was, I hope this helps you see it's okay to let go. You're allowed to change, you're allowed to start again, and your future deserves the real you, not a shadow of who you once hoped to be. Time to turn the page.
Art on a Journey, written by Mike Jones, Ground Cover Vendor 113. Let's take a journey through the wonderful culture here in Washtenaw County. From Ypsilanti to Ann Arbor and beyond, you can find art galleries, art supply stores, and everything else to satisfy one's artistic taste and desires. Let's begin our journey in downtown Ypsilanti in the Riverside Art Center located on 67 North Huron Street. The Riverside Art Center offers, promotes, and nurtures dynamic art and culture programs through art education, performing arts, and visual and fine art activities primarily intended to serve and engage the Ypsilanti community and surrounding Washtenaw County area. The center offers diverse and high-quality art programming that makes a positive contribution to the image, culture, education, and economic development of the Ypsilanti community. It acts as a hub of artistic ventures, producing and hosting various fine and performing art activities in an accessible facility that includes a theater, art gallery, dance studio, art studio, and classroom. West of Ypsilanti is Ann Arbor. Gutman Gallery is an exclusive fine art space located at 118 North 4th Ave in downtown A2, Ann Arbor, Michigan. Not only is the gallery home to rotating art exhibition and a gallery shop, it also provides a creative space for the community to come together for workshops and events. Gutman Gallery is the gallery of the Guild of Artists and the Artisans. The gallery is open to all regardless of gender, sexual orientation, religion, racial groups, etc. With artists at the heart of everything the Guild does, the Gutman Gallery exhibition features artwork from both Guild artist members as well as non-members and is curated through jury selection. The gallery shop is an opportunity for current Guild members to showcase and sell their work. It offers an exceptional opportunity for artists as they have highly competitive commission rates, with artists receiving a large percentage of their sales. Recent renovations to the space were made possible with support from Michigan Art and Culture Council. Art is a journey we all experience through life itself. Moments are captured by those who choose to do so through the means of their artistic expression. We all have artistic ways of expressing ourselves, consciously or unconsciously. For those who are conscious of this expression, seek to explore new ways to create something for others to appreciate. We are privileged to have a variety of resources in Ann Arbor and Ipsy area to inspire and help us artists come up with something awesome. Places like Michael's, Ipsy Art Supply, and Scrap Creative Reuse are a few notable art supply stores in our neck of the woods that help us creators on our quest to create something to appreciate. In life journey, as time takes hold and life's challenges weigh on us heavily at times, we all seek some form of therapy. A lot of the artists I know express how being in creative mode is so beneficial to their well-being because they are thinking about creating something beautiful instead of thinking about how to pay bills, etc. Stress. It's all about making time and space to create. If one does not have the time and space, one cannot create a masterpiece because one is using up all his or her time to find space to exist here on planet Earth. Imagine on this journey you find yourself unhoused. Imagine trying to create when displaced and constantly on the move. Imagine having all these artistic visions in your head but not being able to manifest them because you are too occupied with basic survival. This often happens to people who find themselves unhoused. Their artistic talents go unused, not allowing the individual to thrive, but only to survive. This is why Rose Markham Ray started Art on a Journey back in 2019 and celebrates 6 years on this journey last April. Once homeless herself, but having artistic talents and knowing the difficulties involved with trying to create while on this insecure journey of homelessness, she committed to finding an art space for those in the homeless community. Markham Ray always dreamed of starting an art studio. She often saw housing insecure and unhoused artists who could not afford to display their art in regular local art galleries. One day, while volunteering at the Daytime Warming Center at the Journey of Faith, she was asked to do some cleanup work in the basement. Once she started working in the basement, she thought to herself, this would be a good space for artists like myself to practice their craft. This space would eventually grow into Art on a Journey. Art on a Journey is no longer physically at the Journey of Faith Church. The building on Mansfield Road has been demolished, but now serves as a mobile gallery and an online platform. Go to artonajourney.gallery to see and purchase art. Phil Hahn joined Marcus Ray on this journey in 2022 by displaying his art on the website and local art shows, and also making connections with local businesses and organizations to display Art on a Journey's artists and their work. Hun has a background in dance, photography, and art administration, so Art on a Journey was a good fit for him. Just like Markham Ray, Hun was once homeless and now volunteers at the Daytime Warming Center. He is great at making connections with the unhoused community and getting their art displayed in public places. He convinced me to display some of my photography at different showings in Washtenaw County. Art on a Journey would like to let readers know they are currently looking for space to create and display art from an unlikely source, the unhoused. So if you have space and are willing to share or have any good ideas, connect with Marcus Ray or Hun and have a talk and cheers.
People in the Neighborhood, Gucci, by Jim Clark, ground cover vendor number 139. This is Gucci's story. Gucci's full name is Terrell Tamon Cotton II. He is a Southside native Ypsilanti whose purlieu is the streets of downtown Ypsilanti. I asked Gucci how he got his nickname. My cousins gave it to me when I was little. They used to tickle me and be like, Gucci, Gucci, goo, he reminisced. Gucci was born with spina bifida, which is a hole in his spinal cord. They told his mother he would not live past 3 years, and the doctor said he was supposed to die a long time ago. But, he declared, I'm still here. He was born in 1983 at the University of Michigan Hospital. Gucci attended West Middle School, Estabrook Elementary, and graduated from Ypsilanti High School in 2001. I asked him if he went to college. He replied that he went to Wayne Community College for a few classes, but had a hard time writing long papers. I felt like it wasn't for me, he said. They did give me a job in the office. I answered the phone. It was my first job ever. I asked him if he could learn anything from college without having to write papers, what would it be? Gucci answered, I would like to study business management. I want to open something like a nightclub around here, something fun. He is not sure what he would name it yet. Gucci became homeless in 2009, living in Sycamore Meadows apartments. Gucci had guests come to his apartment that ended up triggering an eviction. The man was staying with his girlfriend off the record. He was not supposed to be on the property, but Gucci didn't know this. The apartment management took legal action and Gucci was evicted. He tried to fight it, but it came down to the police's word over his. When I asked him how long he was homeless after the eviction, he said, a few years. Can you talk about that? I asked. Gucci replied, yeah. It was hard for me because I'm in a wheelchair, and when the winter comes, I can't get through snow, so I have to wait for people to come bring me stuff, take me places. Yeah, it was horrible. The hotel places you don't give no deals on extended stays, so you gotta pay night after night. The Harmony House doesn't give you deals. No week-to-week or month-to-month breaks, nothing. Gucci's popularity in the downtown sector of Ypsilanti has earned him the nickname of the unofficial mayor of Ypsilanti. In fact, when you see him on the streets, he is surrounded by people and surrounded by love. It seems like he knows everyone. I asked him if he ever considered actually running officially. He said with a smile, "They want me to run for office, but I don't know how to start." I told everybody, "Just show me the way and I'll do it." Then I said, "Great, so campaign speech time. What would you do for us as mayor of Ypsilanti?" Gucci responded, "To be honest, there is so much to do around here. We need a building, a permanent building for a homeless shelter. Certain roads never get fixed. Certain sidewalks never get fixed. The corner of Washtenaw and Washington, it seems like those streets never get fixed. We also need to figure out a way the community and police can combine together without being at each other's throats. We need to figure out something for people to do during the day. We're at 16 South Washington while conducting the interview. There are people attending a service in the building, and Gucci and a few others are at a table under the awning." I asked him to describe the event. He replied, "The main reason everybody is here is for the Fed Up Wednesday meal. SoCare-based safety comes to help out in case people need wound care or medical supplies. We're like the medical team." From the CareBase Safety website, CareBase Safety is dedicated to acting with principle and intention. "We are taking careful steps in building a community response program that brings loving, unarmed support to people directly impacted by structural violence, without police. In our planning, response, and practice, we center the needs of people who are Black, Indigenous, undocumented, unhoused, LGBTQIA+, using drugs, and or experiencing mental health struggles." CareBased Safety Summer Program runs June to August 2025 on Wednesdays and Thursdays from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at 16 South Washington Street, Ypsilanti. Gucci says that most of the community issues CareBased Safety handles are due to drugs and alcohol. Arguing and fighting are common. He believes the answer is more community programming. After several interviews with people in the neighborhood, it became apparent that many of the area's homeless people are aware of the same problems. They admit that alcohol and drugs are a problem and that they could overcome them if they tried. But it is also known that the effort needed to get sober, get a job, and get housing is tremendous, and without community support, nearly hopeless. The street community is populated by adults who know what they need. The police do nothing to help. The city and county do nothing to help. The business owners, landlords, and not-in-my-backyard-minded neighbors do absolutely nothing to help. People have been demanding a 24/7 low-barrier shelter in Ypsilanti, but their voices are ignored. Meanwhile, people congregate and do what they do. The business owners and landlords complain, saying they are ruining the downtown experience. The people who live in Ypsilanti but have no shelter are well aware of how their behavior affects things, but have no recourse. The street community would be more than happy to work with the city, the neighbors, the business owners, and the cops if they would listen to what the community is asking for: to be heard, to be provided shelter, educational and recreational programming, and to have police accountability. The people in the neighborhood live here too. They need a voice, they need a mayor, they need Gucci.
Summer Wonder by LaShawn Courtright, ground cover writer. Summertime is the greatest time for things to grow, in particular the caterpillar. The caterpillar munches out on a whole lot of leaves, spins a cocoon around itself, then it stays inside for a time. When it comes out, it is a new creature called a butterfly. It remains on the branch until its wings dry. After that, it is off on its first flight. Its first flight. What a summer wonder. The wonderful, beautiful, majestic butterfly.
Be yourself, jumped in, the feeling never felt warming. Close my eyes and hope for better days. Mornings are hot and nights are cold. Life is beautiful on the surface. Underneath you see all that has inspired or been lost. Loss is a blessing, fuel your fire. Politics say my life is over, help is never a guarantee. Sleep here, move there, many restless nights. Seek and you shall find, others tell me. I've searched and looked, exiled and lost, wronged and right, laughed and cried with pain and without it. Break me down, strip away my pride, freedom does it exist. Seeing that patience is the key, my mind rambles the most, leaving my mouth untalkable. My brothers and sisters suffer in silence, though our soul screams in sorrow. Who can speak for the homeless when it is misunderstood?
Questions answered. If my debt has been paid, then why am I still afraid? Why do I feel betrayed? Why is my color gray? Have I gone blind? Will I see what's defined? How long is the grind? I'm restless and tired, exhausted and wired. If I can't believe blind, will God have me fired or freed from this cage? I grow stronger with age, but what good is wisdom in this day and age where the devil's a wizard and I'm just a mage? I wasn't taught love. It's something I know. Like when a rain falls and our sun casts a glow, reflecting white light in a prism rainbow. Like when a rose blooms and the warm winds blow. Like fragile, sparkling, sky-flying snow. I want to be here, not so long ago. I want to live now. I've had enough practice. Why would our God give us life to retract it? These are just some of the questions I have. Am I missing something? Please try not to laugh. I'm dying inside, but I refuse to hide from the almighty truth about which Satan lied. For that, I'm a stranger. I'm a caged bird. I smile and sing, but no one hears my words. No one but God, the love we all need. The one thing we starve for, but nobody feeds. The one thing that grows without soil or seed. Everything was, is, and always will be. The one thing we dig for that nobody buried. To love is to synchronize, forever married. Throughout, from within, and around space and time, love is the only God worth all these rhymes. And as long as we have it, we will never die.
Another Peaceful Day by Sean Swoffer. As the morning dew is on the grass, I open my eyes. When the heat of the summer hits the day, I stop and listen to the busy city. When evening comes to less sounds from the city's cars and trucks, I meditate into the night. I feel good and happy. It's been a good day. I think to myself, when the night blankets us with darkness, I sleep into an entire nighttime. Maybe tomorrow I'll have another peaceful day. Another morning will stop my way.